Thank you for joining us again for a new episode of For Life and Legacy. This is part two of a life-changing decision. Obviously, this talks specifically about obedience, and I know it's not necessarily a word everybody wants to hear, but what we will discover today is how obedience helps you focus. It keeps the main thing the main thing, and once we're capable of doing that, then we know whatever is necessary to support the main thing will become secondary or tertiary to our utmost goals, and even more so to our purpose and our call on our lives. I believe if we focus on these things, that we'll find that even as some of the people who went on before us have accomplished great things, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And I do think sometimes we do make such a grand separation here, but we should note that spiritually, if you are spiritually sound, it will reflect in your natural life. There's no way in the world that you could be spiritually sound, so disciplined and obedient, that it will not become have a dominant impact in your natural life, to the point where people will want to know, what are you doing different than everybody else around you? How are you able to get to these places of success, and How is it that everything that you do seems to be prospering? It is ultimately because you have chosen to make a life-changing decision, which is to be obedient to the tenets, the precepts, the concepts, the policies, edicts, whatever you want to call it, of God. And we just want to dive in that to really quickly today. And I want to use this particular one of my favorite passages from the Holy Writ, Scriptures, Holy Bible, from 1 Corinthians 9th chapter, verse 25 through 27. And I know that we've probably read this time and time again, but I believe there's some good nuggets here that if we were to listen, it would just become overwhelmingly powerful. So here we go. Everyone who completes who competes in the games does it in strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone aimlessly, depending on your translation. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Let's break that down really quickly. There is an obvious parallel here to someone who's actually in some type of strict training. Let's say Olympics. Let's say if you're an Olympian, the understanding is that the body must enter into some strict training. You cannot become an Olympian overnight. It requires daily training. It is the compound effect. It is the fact that you do something over and over and over again until it is molded into the position that you expect. But you have to drive something in that direction. You have to force it to go in that direction, because it will not go into that direction on its own. Listen, success is not a one and done thing. It is not something that happens overnight. How about this? Maybe sometimes we even use the word success, but how about accomplishments? Whatever it is that you're looking for, goal setting and achieving those goals, honestly, they're not done overnight. You must make yourself become obedient to some tenet, some concept, some construct, if you will, that brings you into focus for what is ultimately going to be your victory. It prioritizes you. So let's look at this. He mentions that they're doing it for a crown that will not last, right? If you are spiritually, I'm just talking really quickly about the fact that the spiritual man is so much more important to than the natural man. Once you get the spiritual man in charge, the natural man will fall in line. We fall to verse 27. Say, I discipline my body. There has to be purpose. You do not achieve a goal by accident. You do not achieve success by accident. You do not become the winner by accident. It is, I heard one boxer put it this way. The ring is just a showcase of what I've been training to do between my last fight, Right? The ring reflects what I've been training, what I've been doing over and over and over again. It's when the lights come on that everybody gets to see what I've done in the dark. This is so important. The things that you never see some successful people do, the things they do on a daily basis, those things that they drive themselves into obedience, they drive and make their bodies subject to this thing so that it becomes a pattern that they fall into that just boom, 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 boom. It's like taking one step after another, right? Here's something else. Verse 26, I'm going to just jump back. It says, I therefore do not run like some aimlessly. There has to be a goal. You're not going to just wake up in the morning and not have a plan. You shouldn't wake up in the day and not have a plan. You have to have a plan. You have to be setting up something that actually is repeatable. Now, I know some of us, we want to be free children. We want to be like a wildflower. Maybe that's what it is. I want to be a free spirit. Listen, you really want to free your spirit, bring your body into subjection, right? Because you can usher in frustration because you're not orderly. And order means that there's an obedience to something. When you throw away order, you throw away obedience. And when you cast these things off, there's a scripture that says that you cast it off and you go into chaos. Listen, you don't want to go into chaos. You want to be someone who's able to do just like Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 puts it this way. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, you gotta get that spiritual man embedded into the word of God so that he can grow roots. And as he grows those roots into the word of God, he becomes even more, understanding. Here is something I want to put in perspective for you. The more you have the word of God inside of you, the more clearly you see. Because it is obvious that God chooses to reveal to us what we've never seen before as we read the Word of God. He takes the blinders off. The things that you thought were fun, you find out, honestly, they have become detrimental. You thought that there are things that would make you more like the people that are around you, but then you realize God's not trying to make you like the people that are around you. He's trying to make you something different, and it is his desire to make you what he has always intended you to be. But the only way you can do that is if you follow his plan. He wants you to be focused on what he has planned for you. I'm just going to say it. If you really want to be all that you should be, listen to what he's planned. You have to. You have to be obedient. All right. So let's do this. Let's understand this. Let me back up to what we were talking about with Saul. Listen, in 1 Samuel 13th chapter, verses 13 through 14, it is said that Samuel says to Saul, God would have made your kingdom to last forever. But what did Saul do? Saul decided to listen to the voices of the people. He was more concerned about the voices of the people. Listen to the prophet Jeremiah, where he's told to not look at the faces of the people. You cannot be someone who starts a new course and expects yourself, you might expect yourself to do something grand and excellent and expect everybody around you to have the same idea. I'm just going to be honest with you. Everybody's not going to have the same idea. When you're listening to God, everybody's not tuned into God. If you didn't know it, everybody's not listening. Even though they say they are, even though they say they're Christians, there are people out there pretending to be Christians. They're Christians in name only. Maybe they have the Bible. And I'm good. I'm glad you have the Bible. I'm glad they might even read it. But listen, there's a total difference between someone who reads the Bible and someone who executes on its principles. I'm going to let that sink in. There's a total difference between someone who reads the Bible and executes on its principles, on its edicts, on its commandments, on the things that God has planned and purpose for your life. The generalities that are in there serve as a basis and as a fundamental foundation for life, that you might be able to be better and better. Matter of fact, let's do this really quickly. Let's go to Deuteronomy 30th chapter and verse 19. It's actually my favorite verse and one of the verses that I use to actually make the title for this podcast. Deuteronomy 30 and 19 reads, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, or your legacy may live. God is setting before us every day, life and death. When? Every day. He's setting before us every day, life and death. And we have a choice every day to choose life or death. And when we make those choices and we become obedient by choosing life. So when you choose life, you're obedient to God. So when you choose life, you become obedient, and your descendants, your legacy benefits from your obedience, from your willingness to subject your body, which has a mind of its own, and often even, I would dare say, would try to kill its own self. Your body, okay. Your body would love to consume too much of one thing. Too much sugar, too much salt. Too much sugar leads to diabetes. Too much salt leads to hypertension. What do these both lead to? Death. Right? Too much seafood. I just want to eat a whole lot of seafood. Depending on what you're eating, sometimes high in cholesterol. Well, what could that lead to? Death. Too much candy. Too much. And it seems as if your eyes are never satisfied. If you allow your body to have its own way, and you might find yourself saying, you know, this is great. I'm just enjoying myself. Whether it be those things that are totally outside of the will of God, that you could just bathe yourself in foolishness, if you will. But at the end of the day, guess what? You're going to have the price to pay. Because when you do those things that are against the laws of success, that are against the nature of success, that are against, if you will, stand up against your own success, you will become frustrated because you know you're better than that. It could be better. You know it could be better. And you know in your heart of hearts it could be better. It just requires that you would make up your mind and focus on doing what's going to be, dare I say, a long-term solution. This is not something you do one day and it's over. You don't take a pill for this. There's no pill for this. There is execution. Plain and simple. There's an execution of what has to be done until the point, just like someone who slips into the gym and stays there and goes there on a daily basis, and they continue to pump the iron. They continue to make sure the muscles are used and over and used over and used over and over again to the point where it begins to build up that muscle. The stress and the conflict that's endured during that period of time promotes growth. And I think sometimes we don't want to go into the conflict. We don't want to go against the desires of our own natural man. But I am telling you, conflict is necessary. It's necessary for your growth. It is going to be difficult. We sell this thing so short sometimes. We sell Christianity short. But I want to read something for you. I want to read this for you really quick, because I think sometimes we take it for granted. Matthew 16 chapter verse 24. Then Jesus said to the disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Taking up a cross. I want you to get that picture in your mind. Because sometimes we make it sound, just take up your cross. The cross is meant for crucifixion. That means that there is pain involved. But it also means, if you're taking up your cross for Christ, that there is going to be a resurrection. There's going to be an empowerment by God to take you to a level you've never been before. This is imperative. It is important. It is mind-boggling that God will put you in a place that you've never even thought of. And as a matter of fact, He just gives you dreams and sometimes allows you to see glimpses of what your future should be. But it pales in comparison to what it shall be if we just become obedient. Like tonight, today, this day, me making this podcast. If I told you what I had to go through in order to get here to make this podcast, how I had to call my flesh into subjection to make sure I got on the line and I did what was right because I want to be on time. I am telling you, I am turning a corner. I am in a place where I'm asking God, If I am blind, help me see that it might be revealed to me what I've been missing. Help me to see things I've been missing, to make the right decisions, not just for me, but for the people that are around me, for my family, for my loved ones. Because here's what I do know. Again, I'll jump back to the understanding is that obedience is the key to proper prioritization. It enables you to focus and ultimately for you to gain the victory. So I'm going to admonish you. I'm going to encourage you to get into the mindset that God has a plan for you. He's already mapped it out. He's already given you the opportunity day in and day out to be better and better, or gooder and gooder, as I would say. There is in First Samuel chapter 13 verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart. That's what God wants. God wants someone after his own heart. Now, he didn't just replace Saul with anyone. He replaced Saul with someone who was after his heart, who would bring his flesh into subjection, and who would follow him. Did David fall a couple of times? I hear you. Of course he did. But what did David learn to do? David learned to repent and get it right. He learned that. He did that. He executed on that. And he did not complete or commit that sin again. So just look, challenge yourself. As the greatest of the great, those that have become whom you've marveled at, their accomplishments, I guarantee you will find that they allowed their mind to be obedient to something higher than themselves so that they could be greater than those around them. I say to you today, there's greatness inside of you. Obedience will help you get it out. Right? Obedience will help you get it out. So get out there and start doing what you've heard, because God is talking to you. Make the sacrifice. There's a sacrifice that's going to be made. And I guarantee if you make the sacrifice every day thereafter will be better than the days before. Listen, I love you. We encourage you. We're looking forward to hearing back from you. I'm asking you to hit that like, subscribe, share button. Just make sure you tell people that there's greatness inside of them. And if you get it out, it's definitely going to be good for your life and your legacy. Until next time, we thank you for joining us. God bless.